Here's a thought about a little bit of advice we all inherited from Ansel Adams. I'm titling this Here's a Thought, 12 Significant Photographs. I have to be honest, I'm not sure if this assertion by Ansel Adams is apocryphal or if it's true, but I know I've heard it my entire photographic life, that supposedly he said 12 significant photographs in any one year is a good crop. I think the basic idea behind this is to keep our standards high, to raise the bar, to try to do the very, very best. He's also famous for having said the most important thing in his darkroom was the garbage can. So maybe it's a motivational phrase, but I don't know for sure. Because in light of today's realities, is 12 significant photographs in a year still a valid sort of target? It's clearly not valid from a technical point of view, because you and I can go out with our cameras on any given day and probably make several hundred technically flawless photographs without even breaking a sweat. Now, how many of those are good is a different story. How many of those are significant might be a different story. So what did he mean? What are the implications for photography if it's now possible to produce hundreds, perhaps thousands, of good prints every year? Which I think you and I can do. But of course, he didn't say 12 good prints a year. He's supposed to have said 12 significant photographs. What's the difference between significant and good? Is it strictly a qualitative statement that significant photographs are somehow way better than merely good photographs and that we should set our targets higher? How much higher do they need to be? I think it's fairly safe to say that the technology now can produce anything we want pretty much at will, assuming we have command of the software and a reasonably decent modern camera and lens. The difficulties in the technical aspects of photography disappeared 20 years ago. The difficulties in making a significant photograph have not changed a bit. But again, what does he mean by the term significant? Does he mean historically important? Does he mean personally, our highest standards, our high watermark for our personal productivity? By significant, does he mean third-party endorsements by historians or publishers or gallery owners or museum directors? I'm sure he had something in mind, and I'm at a bit of a loss to know exactly what he meant, but I'm sure there had to have been a quality component in there somewhere. And probably both a technical quality point and a content quality point. So where does that leave us? Well, I think the first place it leaves us is to thoroughly disregard his advice because it was made in a different era of photography with different equipment. And if his advice about 12 significant photographs has anything to do with technology, that's archaic, anachronistic information now. And that would seem to me to be pretty obvious. So I guess we're each going to have to figure out for ourselves what is meant by the idea of a significant photograph or a good photograph, or maybe we could throw a few extra adjectives in there, an excellent photograph, a superior photograph, a once-in-a-lifetime photograph. How do we make those decisions for our own work? And in light of the state of photography today, does it make any sense to keep escalating the quote-unquote quality of our photographs when at this point, at the very least in terms of technical quality, it's so much easier to make an excellent photograph today than it was 50 years ago? And by the way, who is to judge those 12 significant photographs? Are we supposed to judge those for ourselves? Or is someone else supposed to bestow upon us the idea that this photograph is significant and this other one is not? seems to me that things get pretty muddled pretty quickly. So rather than numerically try to qualify what is significant, what is not, what is good, what is not, maybe the idea here is to just do our very best every single time we make a picture. With every photographic project, with every print we frame and hang on the wall, do our best. And doesn't that sort of short-circuit this entire discussion and put us back on the path of pursuing our very best personal expressions in art?
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.